Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wait, before Scott comes in, Lonzo Ball, okay, he improved with the Pelicans. You have to say, yes, he did improve.
Yes, he did.
But he still was inconsistent. In 17 of his 55 games you played in this season, he shot 33% or worse from the field. I'm not talking about three-point line. 33% or worse from the field. And to me, this is the number one thing. He still remained hesitant to attack the rim. You know why? Because he can't freaking shoot free throws. 64 free throws in 1,747 minutes. So the bottom line is, okay, I don't want to attack the basket because then if they foul me, I'll have to make my free throws. And I'm a guard. I should be at least making 78% or more
free throws. You can practice free throws. I never understood that.
Scott Alexander, our master control, brings up a pretty good point. Go ahead, Scott.
I mean, listen, it isn't exciting what they got in return, but a lot of times you don't get anything in a free agent deal. I mean, they did pull off something. They got another asset. You know, they trade these second rounders for other things. And then Garrett Temple is still one of the better defenders in the league, so at least you get some on-ball defense. I mean, I don't know how many minutes he can still play. He's the final guy from that Final Four team in 2006 that's still
Scott,
in the NBA.
He's the last of the Mohicans.
And he would have been the fifth choice probably before they went, with Tyrus Thomas being the fourth pick. Obviously, Big Baby with the big name, and even Tasman Mitchell, who was a freshman at the time doing big things. I think everybody would have assumed those guys would have been in the league way longer than Garrett Temple, but he's still hanging in.
And he's survivor.
So and he's a great survivor. Young man, too.
So with that being said, Scott, defensively, we all know the Pelicans have sucked. I mean, can he help the team that finished in the bottom 10 in points allowed per 100 possessions each of the past two seasons? Because we're supposed to address the defense. So maybe that could, if you're looking at the glass half full instead of half empty – where he's going to come in and help our defense.
Is he better than the second-round pick?
Yes.
Because that guy
was a defensive player.
He's much more of a defensive player. Now, he's talented, but is he ready to play?
No, he's not.
Is he ready to play?
That's the SEC player of the year, Herb Jones.
Herb.
They addressed with all three picks the defense, which I like. The first pick is a shooter, but he's also a great defensive player, too. And Trey Murphy III.
From Virginia, yep.
And then you also got, obviously, the second-round pick is known for defense, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, in addition to Player of the Year. And Garrett Temple has made his name on defense. He's the guy that held J.J. Redick, Duke's all-time leading scorer, to single-digit points in J.J. Redick's last game at Duke. Made him cry, basically. And not basically, he made him cry. And he is known for defense, and that's what's kept him in the league.
If you're that good, you can make somebody cry, I'm all for it. That's Scott Alexander at basketball.
Crying in basketball? No, that's me.
Well, that was a few years back, too. That wasn't yesterday.
All right, we got to step away. The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, is set to join us in a few moments. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.